okay. Welcome back, Open Mic Podcast. Jason, me, Mike, whatever.
Yeah.
I got something this'll grind your gears. This'll peel your banana backwards.
Okay, I need that.
I feel like this'll make you mad. Let's get you riled up for this as if you're not already. You know, self checkout, like Walmart stores have self checkout. You bring your stuff up, you bag it up. Yeah.
I'm aware they exist.
Do you know, have you seen the things, what they're planning or wanting to do with it?
No, tell me.
They're wanting to turn it into a subscription service.
Oh.
Where you got to pay a yearly annual fee.
I heard that.
To do so you want me to pay you to do your job for you? You want me to pay you to bag my own shit, ring it up, and pay, and have a machine give me the change, and I got to pay? No, fuck you. Give me a cashier then.
Well, do you know the theory behind it?
What?
The theory behind it is by you having to subscribe and be a member, you're having to give all of your information. So therefore, they can create a profile on you if they haven't already.
They already have.
But so you're using that. So if you end up stealing on purpose, on mistake, whatever the case might be, something didn't get rang up, they can easily track you for stealing.
You use your debit card now. They already do that. And what I want to say before I even get into that part is that, I mean, they're already doing that. And I know this because I'll go to Walmart. I don't type in any phone number. I don't sign in any email. I don't do anything. I don't even choose what receipt I want. But if I use any of my cards, credit cards, my Walmart card, my debit card, it texts me a receipt, and it's already on my purchase history when I go into the Walmart app. And I didn't enter anything in to link that. I never linked anything. Mm-hmm. It just does that. Same with Walgreens. So they already have that. I think the subscription, and I keep stuttering when I'm trying to say subscription. Jesus Christ.
You're not going to say prescription, sorry.
Prescription. But I think that fee is also to kind of cover from the people who do steal here and there.
For sure.
Some of that money back. Either way, fuck you. You're not going to charge me to give you money. It's like I used to have this shitty insurance company for my car. And when I would call in to make a payment, they try to charge me $8 to use my card if I didn't come into the office. If I'm doing it over the phone, I'm like, you're going to charge me to charge me? That makes no... What are you talking? I'm giving you money and you want me to give you money to give you money? That makes no fucking sense. Fuck you.
So it's a convenience fee. So for the fact that I made this more convenient that you don't even have to look at my face or deal with my shit-ass attitude, you're going to charge me for it? You should be paying me for doing this over the phone, for just, not coming in and harassing your employees.
I'm quicker too. I'm on the phone. Here's card number. Here's policy number. Okay, cool. Thanks. Instead of going in there, sitting in there, everybody with their kids coughing and putting their booger fingers and lobster breath on everything and getting everybody sick.
Mouth breathers.
And also, I would do it online. I wouldn't deal with anybody if I could. If you give me the option, just do it online. I prefer to do everything that way. Sure, they're going to track me. You know how hard it is to not be tracked these days, to get off the grid? If you got fingerprinted when you were in school, if you got a birth certificate when you came out of your mom, you're in the system, pal.
So you know what's funny? You know what's funny is back in the day when the schools did all of that, my mom was vehemently against me getting fingerprinted and photoed. And I didn't understand why. And I felt like I was being singled out. I was like, but everyone else is doing it. I just want to be like everyone else. Now, I'm thankful I didn't do that. Doesn't mean I'm in the clear or anything by any means. They just didn't track me as early as that.
Same. I didn't do it. But as a kid, like I went on the field trip to the police station, I remember. And it's like one of my earliest memories. I remember being there and they're doing that and showing them. And all the kids are like, oh, whatever, playing with the ink. Mm. And they came to my turn. I was like, I'm not going to do that. And they were like, you have to. And I was like, no, I don't.
Am I under arrest?
I was like, I have rights. They're like, you're not an adult. I was like, exactly. So why do I have to? I was like, no. My dad said I didn't have to do that. And I never talked to him about it. I was just already was ingrained to lie to the man back then. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I literally got, they called my parents.
Can I say,
got in trouble.
Can I say, the only time in history you like literally ever sided with your father?
Yeah. Yeah. There's one other time. Okay. My uncle tried to make me sit on his lap and I kicked him in the nuts. My dad's like, he must sit on your lap, queer. Get out of here. But at first I got in trouble. And when I told my dad what actually happened, he's like, oh, yeah, fuck them. Don't do it. No. He's like, no, you did the right thing. He goes, you don't have to give them any information. And he told the teacher, the teacher was like kind of bitching at him or whatever and trying to make out it was difficult. And he said, he was like, hey, stop. He interrupted her. He's like, shut up. I don't want my son doing that. So shut the fuck up. So they made me stay home for a week from school. And I was like, all right.
You were suspended because they didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And that was like 1988, 89 or something like that.
But see, that was just setting the pace for letting you realize that it's fun as fuck to stay home from school when you're suspended.
Yeah.
I don't have to ditch. Truant officer ain't coming looking for me. I can watch Price is Right. Let's Make a Deal. I can watch Maury, Judge Judy, all of that, man. Come on.
All that. I watched Night Court reruns and the Andy Griffith Show and What was Gomer Pyle? I watched the shit out of that when I was young.
That was really him singing.
Am I? He had a goddamn beautiful voice.
Fucking angel, angelic voice. Oh my gosh!
It was all that Jim Nabors come. He was singing. I think he was Jim Nabors, but still,
it was Jim Nabors. You're right.
The Jim Nabors come just fucking lubricated the. He gave him Jewish honey in his throat.
It gave him like the ability to yeah.
That sounded like Chewbacca warming up.
Yeah.
But and my dad would come home every day for lunch, and he'd bring Chicken Littles from KFC. Oh. Throwback. Those aren't around anymore.
No. Well, that's because they're misgendered and misappropriated, so probably nowadays.
Okay.
By certain standards.
The sky's fallen, but it's fine. It's all right. There was something else I wanted to. You know what ground my gears up today?
What's that?
You know what boiled my mushroom?
I'd like to know now.
What sautéed my greens? Went to Academy today, and I had a case of butt mud brewing.
Oh, no.
And I knew it was one of those where I was going to go home, but I was like, I'm closer to Academy. They have a clean bathroom.
Do they, though?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the one in Denton does. The one where I live.
Well, they did, right?
Well, yeah, they did. And the plunger was already outside the stall, so I was like, I'm in the right place.
Okay.
So I go, a handicap stall, of course.
Naturally.
Of course.
Naturally. You know, I'm 75 pounds down. Let me just say this, man, because I've been doing the right thing, but I'm still going to use the big stall every time, dude.
Every single time.
Every time.
I'm caca claustrophobic.
I don't care if I see a person in a wheelchair rolling in behind me. They're like, could you hold that door? I'd be like, yeah, sure, right there. Okay, but I'm going on that one.
Don't get up. So I go in there, and I close the door, and I'm ADHD, whatever, OCD, a million ticks. I'm probably autistic, Asperger, whatever. I go in and I lock the door, and I even grab the top and I shake it to make sure it's locked. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm making sure.
May I ask,
do my part.
Was there a big gap in between to where you had to put a strip of toilet paper really long or no?
Not a very big gap, but the toilet was a big enough stall to where it was like half the bathroom. It wouldn't matter. Okay. And also, if we're at that point, I'm already like, hey, fuck off. I'm like, whatever.
Sure.
It's fine. It's how I set a trap for a lover. No, gotcha. Not really. But so sneaky. I explode. I had a big Hiawatha in the toilet. A Dumb and Dumber, you know, Hiawatha. And I'm finishing up. I hear the door open. I'm like, whatever, you know, other people use the bathroom. That's fine. I hear somebody using the urinal. I'm like, all right, cool. I hear the door open again. I think it's that guy leaving. But no, it's some fucking straight up mongoloid boomer who comes to the door. And before I can say that I'm in there pooping, they racked the door open, grabbed it. I watched his big, fat, sausage, hairy knuckles on the top of the door. His
meat hook.
And it was hard to reach. I could barely reach it. He reaches up there, and those were the thickest forearms I've ever seen in my life. They were like, he had Kevin James calves for forearms.
Well, he just got done probably installing chicken wire on his fucking 25 fucking acres around his property.
I think he was eating the chicken wire, because he didn't even try to like turn the thing and open it. He literally, not even one shake, just fucking ripped it open.
Blasted it open. Let me ask you, did his eyes go right to your fucking midsection?
Right to my dick, dude. Right to my mushroom tip. Yeah. Straight out, and under the fluorescent light, it looks smaller. It's the light. It's not my fucking fault. The lights are cold. He's looking at it, and then he looks up at me, and I'm sitting there, and I go like that, and finally I just move my hand. I was like, what, man? Can I help you? I'm kind of shitting here.
Bong da dong da dong dong dong.
And there was like a good 3 second pause. It was like a 1,000, 2,000.
Was he licking his lips?
Yeah, he was crazily just. It's like he had maple syrup in his mouth. And then he looks at me, looks down at my dick again, twice, whatever. And then he like didn't even close the stall all the way, just kind of pulled it to, never said a word, and went to the stall next to me and blew that shit up.
I feel like he pulled like a Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga on you, where he's like, I just want to give you one last look.
No, this guy was straight up, this guy was dumb. I feel like this guy actually had mental problems or something. I don't know.
Like he almost would have came in and almost shat right on you. What if he sat on your lap and just started going to the bathroom?
I was also
going
to be like, what, do you want a double dump? Let's go. Hurry up. I got to get out of here. Come on, man.
The toilet's long enough. There's a little bit of a space right there.
It was one of the long ones, too. I could have sat there and played hoops between my legs.
Gave it the old college try.
But right? I hear him sit down next to me. He starts blowing it up. I was like, not cool, man. I was like, that's not cool, bro.
Bro, you're the one talking about not cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about him blowing up. I mean, busting in the door like that.
Well, I'm just saying, he already started on a bad track record of not being able to gauge or judge what's cool.
He busted in like he's trying to catch his wife with the mailman. he busted in like the same way when I get home and there's no one there and I go in the bathroom to pee and I leave the door open before I even unzip and pull out my luscious man meat. It's very luscious. I always, with the shower, I always rip it open. Who's in there? I don't do that scary movie like, is someone back there? Who's in there? What are you doing? What's going on here?
You do like a fast rip open with a punch?
I go into every room like that.
Okay. That's fair.
Who's in here?
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Every room. And now that I have a gun, I walk around like I'm John Wick, like, you in my bathroom? What's going on here?
I was going to say more like Danny DeVito.
I'm more of Danny DeVito's build.
Yeah.
But I was just like, what? I was like, that's not cool, man. You can still say sorry. I'm still wiping up over here.
Not cool.
Never said a word.
No.
I washed my hands in the handicap stall. He was still in there when I left.
You know, I think that you should have probably, instead of dumping the toilet paper after wiping in the toilet, you should have just chucked it right over the wall.
I considered doing that.
It's about as inconsiderate as just busting in on somebody and just staring at their junk.
I don't know. I feel like he might have enjoyed my feces on him. I was like, no.
He was trying to get a fetish accomplished that day.
I was like an NBA player tying off a condom and flushing it. You know, I was like, no, you ain't getting my DNA, sir. Not today. Mix me with your fucking basement son and have another creation. No, thanks.
Let me ask you, what if this is something you didn't know, but what if Academy Bathrooms, the big stall, what if that's the men meeting men hookup spot? You just didn't know. So it looked like you were an invitational at that point.
Or maybe I did know and I didn't like the way he started.
That's not, well, I mean, you know, it's your body, your choice. You have the power to decide.
Yeah, so. I mean, it is until it's not, you know. Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Of course.
But instead of a glory hole, they got a glory booth. They got a glory square.
I guess I'm kind of curious to go check out this Academy bathroom now.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's not bad. Okay. I did go back to the gun section. And I bought some bullets. And when I was walking away, I saw that guy walking back there. And I was like, I need to get my card and get out of here very quickly. It's open.
He's like, hey, did you see if they have some .30-06 or some .556 ammo?
I
like,
heard you drop some .30-06 in the toilet back there.
Don't talk to me, sir.
Okay. Oh, I will say his sounded chunky. Sounded like he was dropping a can of beans in the toilet.
Oh, so full on diarrhea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I had too. Don't get me wrong. I sour water mud butted. But I was like, and mine was already bad, and I was glad no one was in there. Because you know, when someone's in there, like I don't know why I care, but I'll kind of try to hold back if I can. But I didn't have to run in there, so I just fucking let loose. And this guy, I want to say I felt some wind when his was coming out.
Oh no.
Flowing through the bathroom.
I had a misadventured bathroom experience again lately, recently. And it was, I was walking towards the bathroom where I was, and a person like kind of crossed past my path, but they were like kind of trotting a little bit. And they ran right into the bathroom and it was a trot. And then as I realized, oh, that person was just going to the bathroom. I'm going there. I was like, oh, I could smell a fart on that guy. It was a trail of fart.
That's a trail of betrayal.
Yes. And I was just like, I can't even go in there now because then I'm going to smell like stomach flu all over the place. You know, like, no. Oh, my gosh. You know, and so I just like held it.
You know, if you go in there with him and you shit too, that's biochemical warfare.
I think it can be considered gay.
Yeah.
Well, it might be gay.
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
It could be an experience. You could learn from it. You can be accepting of stomach flu smell.
Yeah. I meant it in the context of like a real good time.
Were you going to the bathroom? You were headed there?
I was beelining to the bathroom. And you smelled the fart from outside. And the guy trotted right in front. So I was walking down an aisle at the store. And then this guy like trotted past at the end of the aisle, like right as I was almost at the end. And the bathroom door, like the bathroom area was right there. And I was like, oh shit, he just ran by. And I was like, oh, I could smell that.
You know what he did, right?
Yeah, he freaking crapped us.
You know what they call that?
What?
He did a dookie dash.
A dookie dash. Yeah. Okay.
He dookie dashed you. He came by, he sprayed you up like an angry farmer, and then he went in the bathroom and let it rip.
I mean, he ensured that the room was his. He ensured that.
Oh, yeah. He definitely asserted dominance over you and anyone else in the store that day.
I just went into the women's bathroom.
So. It's like when I go to a Buc-ee's. Or any truck stop like that, you know, where they have like a ton of urinals. Mm-hmm. I always go to the furthest one, you know. I don't want to be a weirdo and go pee in the stall or whatever. I'd rather not go smell someone's warm air. I'll go to the urinal that's furthest away, or at least far, like at least like 7-8 away from people. And there's always, 99% of the time, someone will come in after me and stand right next to me. Mm-hmm. And now I have to fart as loud as I can to establish dominance over this man or woman.
whatever. Yeah. I was going to say, I was going to just kind of to reel back here a little bit is, I don't know if you know this or not, but the furthest stall is supposed to be designated for sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Again, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Rock and roll sums it all up. I'm a pretty rock and roll dude. See, look at this. Rock and roll. Def Lep photograph. Best song they got.
I've heard your butt make some rock and roll tunes. So
pour some sugar on me. See what happens. Yeah. But that's what happened to me. You know, in the light of that, let's move into some videos. You know what? I got the perfect first video for this. Let's check this out.
Throw it.
Oh, that gave me heartburn. That gave me indigestion. I don't like. Ha! I mean, there's some people I hate out there. I don't know if there's enough for me to do that. But I mean, that's somebody pissed this man.
That's
off.
That's on my shit bucket list now. Actually, I want to do that to somebody. And there's plenty of people out there. You know who you are. I want to do that to them. Definitely. Yeah.
Now, is that his poop or is that poop he's gathered?
Man, you know, by the way that he was gagging over it, because like my poop doesn't gag me that much.
It will if it's disturbed and warm in a bag like that. And especially, I think when you actually disturb it, I think no matter whose poop it is, it's going to gag you up.
I get the impression that was a mix of like animal dookie and other people dookie, possibly. You might even like fish that out of like a porta potty or something like that. But I'm going to tell you what, man. What do you think somebody did to make him react that way? Did that look like a business or a house he was
doing?
That
was a house. Maybe somebody who does tattoos out of their house did a bad tattoo, maybe. Maybe. It's always when I see a guy doing something like that, I imagine it's an ex-wife.
I was going to say, what if it was like an ex or somebody that he tried to hook up with or whatever the case might have been.
Or maybe someone who used to be his friend who told his girl that he was cheating on her and then tried to fuck his girl.
I mean, but that is a shitty situation. So I'm not trying to like pun intended, but I mean, that goes hand in hand with the, I guess, with the response.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be crappy about it, but... but I have to go back to the poop. Like I want to say the easiest way to do that would be manure, because you can just shovel it in. But the consistency didn't seem like manure. I don't know. Manure is almost like mud, almost like kind of crumbles. Yeah. It's like super fresh.
Yeah. But
either way, that'll make you gag. When you drive through Amarillo, you smell all the cow farms and shit. Oh God, it's so bad. I feel like he saved his own poop. Why would you go gather up other people? And that's not one poop. That's
no. If that was especially poops. His own poop, that would have been like poops collected over like a couple of days. He might have even went and bought some laxative.
That's a caca ration. That's going to Poncho's and getting some X-Lax. But you don't even really need it if you go to Poncho's.
Like, I don't want to be like a turd here or anything, but I mean, just, you know, that's a... that's definitely the way to get some revenge back. But, I mean, how do you revenge back from that?
Well, I mean, you know the story of the hooker shitting in our trash can in Florida.
Yep.
I know. I didn't know how to get back. I've told it on here before. Yeah, and if y'all want to see it, come to one of my shows, because it's one of the stories I do. Mm-hmm. Special filming soon, by the way. Big news coming.
Yes.
Honorable Scumbag. Look for it this year. Anyways, I think you have to murder that person if they do that.
That's like the only response left.
If somebody does that, what else are they willing to do to you if they get a chance?
Because keeping in mind, somebody's got to clean that.
Luckily, it's outside, so maybe rent a pressure washer, some suits and gear and gloves and goggles.
Man.
I mean, are you going to hire a power wash guy to come over and do that? Or
you have to hire like a biohazard team to come do that.
Also, that window kind of shook. I feel like if you hit that with a pressure wash too hard, that window's going to break and you're going to have shit spray all in your house.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to like sponge it. You're going to have to sponge bath that shit with your own hands. You
know? I think so. I just move. I think
we're done.
I can't buy a house anyways. It's a rent house. So I'd be like, evict me, please.
You can just keep the deposit. We're fine.
It's fine. Yeah. You're going to need it. I don't care. You're going to need that deposit to wipe off this deposit.
I'm going to put fish and cheese and bologna in the air vents anyway. So that's fine. Okay.
All right. Well, this part of the show kind of stinks. Let's move on.
Making a salad right now out of a Big Mac. Big Mac and French fry salad. I'm on a health journey, and tonight I'm making a healthy choice. I got this salad maker.
This isn't junk food. This is healthy.
Put healthy things in the top, and it comes out a salad. It's honey mustard. Got it greased and primed. Salad out of French fries. Come on. Yeah. Salad. Just made me a salad. I'm gonna make a salad out of a Big Mac. Alright, this one's going down a little easier. This is a Big Mac salad. Love making healthy choices. I'm mixing it in with the fries because I'm stupid. Yeah, salads don't taste good. I'm so confused. Why does it taste like this? What's this? Ew. What is this? This is awesome. Should I eat it?
Well, so I like to see people taking a healthy approach on their diet and their health and stuff like that, you know? But if that's the shit that you would normally eat regularly and you just ground it up, how does it taste bad? How does it taste bad? Because it looks different?
Well, first off, she ground up the plastic. She's eating all the plastic that's going in there.
Okay.
Which also, side note, I keep seeing these things where scientists are saying we eat so many microplastics in our foods, drinking bottles of water, mm-hmm. that men are getting smaller taints.
Yeah, and it's actually they're cutting people open with autopsies and finding nanoplastics and microplastics in your hearts and brains now, too.
Yeah. Enough. Mm-hmm. At any time, they say every year you eat about the amount of a credit card. Which doesn't sound like a lot, but it can't be good for you, you know?
My favorite part of the video is when she admitted that she was stupid. Like, I was like, okay, this justifies the video right now.
She didn't have to say that part. We know. I mean, she dropped the honey mustard thing in. And also, you can't just mash up a burger and fries and say it's sad. It doesn't work like that.
And I would just want to take note here that you weren't even using the right fucking thing. That was a cheese grater.
I have one in the box. I want to use it. I just forget to open it. I eat a lot of cheese and I like fresh cheese. I don't like to buy grated cheese because it's got that
the
film
sand.
On it, you know?
Yeah.
But when you grate it yourself, it's like melty and better.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate cleaning my cheese grater and I hate sitting there and that's why I asked, actually your son gave it to me for Christmas. I do want to use it, but that's a cheese grater. It's not a salad shooter. That.
Yeah, it's not a salad shooter. It's not like all the girls in high school with braces that I ended up attempting dating and you know what happens with that.
They come to me right after.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's like sticking your dick in a salad shooter at that point, you know? So
I mean, I wouldn't know.
Braces and rubber bands.
I'll try. I mean, still.
I find it kind of hot now.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's what I was getting to. That was stupid. That was very dumb.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah, I didn't like that one either. Let's move on.
Strangest stories we've heard in quite a while, and we should warn you, some of the details are a little disturbing. Listen to this. A Kansas woman is in the hospital tonight after spending 2 years on the toilet. The sheriff and paramedics were called to a home in Ness City, Kansas, where the 36-year-old woman lives with her boyfriend. The sheriff says the woman's skin had actually grown around the toilet seat. They removed the entire seat, and then doctors at the hospital freed the woman. Her boyfriend says he brought the woman food and water. He says he asked her every day to come out, but she refused.
When she first went to the bathroom, I thought she was just snapping one off, but after a couple days, she didn't come out, so I started bringing food and some blankets at night. I would lay in the bathtub and talk to her, but I just kind of started to accept it that she didn't want to come out. Now, she never seemed like she was in any pain, and I think she just was really comfortable. It started to smell a little, so we would always take the Lysol in there, and I would have to go to the bathroom in the bathtub, but it was really hard to do number two.
The woman is listed in fair condition at a Wichita hospital tonight. Investigators plan to present a report to the county attorney.
Well, Toilet Tammy, how could you set for 2 years? You didn't get up for 2 years. You can't move. If you move, then it's not going to grow around into the toilet seat like that. That's like when fat people get fused to the couch because they can't get up mm-hmm. or won't get up.
Yeah. I mean, I get atrophy from sitting on the toilet for longer than 15 minutes. Like, what the fuck? 2 years? And plus, I don't even think that your skin was actually grown to that. I think that was just like, that was caca and stuff.
That was caca spackle.
Caca spackle. Yeah, it was like adhesive to the seat.
Yeah.
You know, I, after hearing him talk, I see why she don't want to be around him, you know, actually. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, she's like in there saying, yeah, I'm cranking out heaters in here, you know, but it's like, I just don't want to be around your gump ass.
Yeah. She's like, I just can't. I'm trying to snap it off. It won't snap. I'm trying. We're Snapchatting right now.
I've never heard that before. That was hilarious.
You never heard that?
I never heard. I thought she was just snapping one off. Like, that's literally going in my fucking rhetoric for sure.
He seemed like a country Guy Fieri with that hair. He seemed like an out of work tattoo artist.
Yeah. I mean, how gullible is he to believe she was stuck to that toilet for 2 years? Also,
well, she wasn't stuck. He said she just wouldn't come out. She just wouldn't leave.
Because I was going to say, you notice they never showed her.
Yeah.
They never showed her. And I almost have the feeling that she was probably like the shape of the emoji of poop. The human shape of the poop emoji.
She turned into the brother Chet from Weird Science.
Exactly.
She turned into him, right into Chet.
Do you know who played that?
It was Bill. It's one of the Bills. I always mix them up just like everybody else.
Not Pullman.
Paxton. It was Bill Paxton. Yeah, it was Bill Paxton. Yeah.
God bless the dead.
Yeah.
That's hey, listen, I mean, looking at that house in hindsight, I mean, the bathroom might have been the nicest room in that whole place.
My bathroom's not the nicest room in my house, and I still spend a lot of time in there. I like it in there.
Yeah, I don't mind. I do too. I think about it.
I spend a lot of time in there. He did look like a country Guy Fieri, which I had a realization about Guy Fieri recently. Mm-hmm. If you know Guy Fieri, always, I like saying Fieri, whatever. It's made up.
It's a fun word. Yeah.
He's always wearing the fiery shirts, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you never heard his name and you just read it, the letters, it says Fiery. Guy Fiery.
Fiery.
He's just churching up Fiery.
What if his last name actually is Fiery? It's the Fiery family.
And he just didn't want to be known. He just didn't like, okay, enough with that. Fieri. It's Fieri. It sounds more like a food guy.
Fieri. Yeah.
He actually does a lot of really cool stuff.
He does. But, I mean, he doesn't make anything really gourmet. He makes trash can nachos, burgers, tacos, hot dogs, brisket sandwiches.
I'd rather that over gourmet, unless it's creme brulee, which I didn't mean to make that rhyme, but it's just about that time. Yeah. I don't think I could... 2 years.
2 years.
And he's pooping in the tub while she's like, she won't get off the toilet to let him poop. She won't just like get up and move.
And then I'm wondering, is he picking up the poop or is he waffle stomping that shit down the drain?
Oh, you got to waffle stomp it down the drain.
You have to.
What are you going to do? Unless it's liquid.
What if he was the source of the person who had the bag of poop?
What if?
They might know each other.
What if she was too? Because when they show that picture, it looks like it was piled up.
May I for a moment? You have a cat hair. Right there. Okay.
I thought you were going to touch me and I was going to be very angry.
It was bothering me, dude. Like,
been floating around and bothering me too. Like an eye floaty, and every time I try to find it, it floats away.
Now I'm just trying to make sure I don't have any cat hairs on my microphone.
So what about when this guy, what about Christmas? What about Thanksgiving?
Two Christmases missed.
What about three Christmases missed? What about when you go anywhere and people are like, so where's Tammy? Still on the toilet.
Yeah, you know.
Still toilet time.
She's at home. She's kind of going through a thing right
now.
I
think we're going to work through it, so I think she's going to get up. What if every time he leaves, she gets up, she's like, oh, thank God he's gone.
Yeah, like what if, like, so that's the only way I think that she could survive 2 years on that shit, is like actually when he was going to, dare I say, work or wherever he was leaving, maybe to go do his crack deals.
When he was going to the local Indian casino?
Yeah. Or like walking to the store and back. Because clearly. Going to
get Sudafed from his friend?
Yeah, he didn't look like he had a car.
Yeah.
She'd just get up. She'd go in the kitchen, make stuff, like lay in the bed, watch TV, do stuff. And then she sees him rolling back up. She's like, oh, back to the toilet.
Maybe they had a TV in there. You know, I've thought about putting a little screen above mine.
That's why I don't put a screen in my bathroom, because I fear that it might keep me in there.
I have a toilet paper holder that has a stand on top where you can put your phone. It's right here. It's perfect.
Nice.
But, I mean, he said he'd bring her food, blankets. She probably had her phone charger in there.
So he's an enabler.
Things. Yeah, I mean, I'd just be like, no, I'm not helping you. No.
I refuse.
Come out of the bathroom.
Like, listen. Pull your ass out of the bathroom, then you can get something to eat. That's just how that goes, you know?
Yeah, I'm not bringing you food on the toilet.
No, we're finished.
I'm just not doing that.
Yeah, because I don't bring food and drink in the bathroom because, you know, let's face facts here. There's poop particles floating around. Even if it's not yours, there's poop particles floating around.
Yeah, molecules.
No way.
Science.
Not happening.
Food. Poop. Doo-doo. No.
I'm not trying to have salmonella or stomach flu just from like deciding to want to like eat my peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the bathroom while I took a shit. That's not happening.
Yeah. You know? No. I've never I don't want to eat in the bathroom. I don't even like going into the bathroom. Like, you know, you take a bite of something you're cooking and you go pee real quick. I don't even like going in there with that food still rattling around in my mouth. I don't.
Well, no. You just got to chew with your mouth closed. You'll be all right.
Yeah. No, I don't. You got to let the aromas breathe, you know? You got to really chew the flavor out and let it kind of rattle around in your mouth.
You know what really releases the flavor? Like
this is how we...
What releases the flavor on your palate is if you just go ahead and take a bite and then walk into a bathroom.
Yeah, walk into a bathroom.
Yeah.
Just let the poo steak. Oh, I'm going to stop. We did a lot of gross stuff on this episode.
I like the poo steak. That was pretty good.
Yeah, poo steak. Yeah.
Let's come back. Let's revisit that at a later date. Okay.
Yeah.
That might end up being our title.
I was thinking Dookie Dash.
Dookie Dash is pretty good.
Dookie Dash is pretty good.
Yeah, because the guy that trotted past me with the fucking with the caca runs, you know what I'm saying? Or the
I was trying to think of something with a T, like a
with the trot. So what do we have? Like a
Tookus Trot,
the Tush Trot. Yeah,
it doesn't. Dookie Dash.
Yeah,
it's clean, concise.
I like it.
And you know what I mean.
I approve it.
Yeah, and that's gonna be the business. Start Dookie Dash. You got to poop. We bring a toilet to you.
That's gonna be the business.
Yeah, you're in your car. We just throw a toilet right in your window. Poop nice. Right in it.
Fuck it.
It's just a bucket with this lady's face in it. All right. Well, let's move on because now it's time for a crime story.
Time for crime stories.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Nope.
Okay, check this out. Look, if you tell me the craziest secret you never told your parents, and if I find it crazy, I'll give you $500 cash right now.
How many followers do you have?
Well, I'm just starting off right now.
Something my parents don't know is that I'm a sociopath.
What do you mean?
I go to restaurants and like I poison like the ketchups and like the condiments and the tables.
So what do you mean you poison the condiments? What do you mean?
I put rat poison in like the ketchups. And the mustards and, you know, all that stuff. And then I like to watch the kids eat it. It's funny.
Wait, so you're telling me is you like putting rat poisoning in, like, ketchup bottles, mustard bottles, or whatever type of bottles at restaurants?
That's right.
You realize you could go to jail for this, right? You just admitted to a crime.
Oh.
What happened if your parents seen this video?
They won't.
I would like to formally authorize a citizen's arrest on this person right here.
Yeah, punch that bitch in the back of the head. Not cool. And like, we don't know if this is real, if this person's faking or whatever, but you don't fuck with people's food, and I don't think you should even joke like that.
No.
And I mean, we make some... If you've listened to any of our other stuff or this episode, we joke about some pretty fucked up things, but that is... You don't fuck with people's food. No. That's fucked up. And then saying you like watching children eat it and enjoy the rat poison, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
What do you think this person's lying?
It's 50-50. I mean, I feel like this person could have been like put on the spot and they just like decided to just go ahead and out themselves or throw that out there and maybe clear their conscience of it because they think this guy that doesn't hardly have any followers, maybe it just won't go anywhere.
Well, you're going to give them a bunch of followers if that's true.
You sure will.
Also, if they have the mindfulness to call themselves a sociopath and everything they said and it's premeditated and something they enjoy, then they know that just saying this anywhere on the internet, you can get caught for it. I mean, they have to know that. If it's real, I hope this person gets butt fucked with a hairy spike, but I feel like it's fake.
Does that fall in line with sociopath activity, though? That's more like serial killer type activity.
No, because serial killers will still have feelings. I think what makes a sociopath what they are is that they have no remorse. And like she said, she likes to enjoy it, likes to watch people eat it. And that's why... When I go to play, I'd rather have condiments that are in a thing. I don't like the ketchup that's on the table.
Oh, I just flat out don't use that stuff.
I don't even use ketchup hardly at all, and that just makes it easier for me. I'd rather not.
Listen,
do that.
I'm very well aware of the world that we live in right now, and I don't trust anyone. Okay, so trust is earned. Okay, you don't just get trust from me.
Yeah,
I'm not eating your yucky ketchup that's open off your table. I'm not using the salt, the pepper, any of that stuff.
I don't really put salt on my food anyways.
None of that shit. You know, they've got it Long John Silver's. They have like the malt vinegar you can pour right on your fish.
Yeah,
I've opened that cap up just for fun, and like you can, and it smells like it smells like mop water around the edge of it. So,
with a boiled foot floating.
Yeah,
there. It so smells like, bad.
I'm
it
like,
stinks.
No, I'm going to get the packets of malt vinegar.
Yeah,
here,
no,
you know?
Thank
yeah,
you.
No,
I've worked at Long John Silver's, and even just going there, when you take it off, there's all that crust and gross. And even when I worked at Chili's and other restaurants back when they had glass bottles you had to refill, that's nasty. You're just refilling the same ketchup bottle and there's all the thick, chunky piece. Ugh.
No, I have an admission to make.
Oh, boy. Don't get yourself arrested.
I have always... I've always fantasized about wanting to like do snow angels naked in a bed of the Krispies from Long John Silver's.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say something else.
No. Yeah. I am infatuated with the Krispies.
They don't have a name, or you can just ask for them. They don't have it on the menu, but when I worked at Long John's, I worked at a ton of fast food places, but people would be like, hey, let me get extra Krispies.
Can I get some crumbs?
Let me get them Krispies. I've never heard crumbs. I've heard crunchies and Krispies.
Crunchies and Krispies. Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah.
What about when you get that one big piece?
Oh, yeah.
Little ones. It's the big one.
No. Yeah. It's almost like the shape of a labia or something like that. And you're like, oh. Yeah, like that.
One crispy pussy lip, please. It looks like pussy bacon.
I'm okay with that. I'm totally fine with that. I told you, I want to lay in it naked and do snow angels. So
dude, Long John's is good, but it gives me choros so bad. It gives me the diarrhea so bad. That's till like Easter's.
That's like, it's straight lard.
Yeah. You know? It's so good, though. When I worked there, it would get, like, the batter would be on my finger when you would make the fish or the chicken.
Yeah.
You can literally put your hand in the grease and watch it cook, and it doesn't hurt because it's so thick on your hand.
You're not the first person that I've heard say that. Yeah. I remember hearing people say that they could do that, and that's how they would actually, like, clean it off of their fingers, would actually just throw their hands in the hot oil for just a moment or so, and it would just, like, pick it right off. And then you'd have, like, a tempura cup.
Yeah, don't do that. I saw a person do that, and it burned the skin off their finger. Literally blood everywhere. We had to throw the grease out, and they went to the hospital and got fired.
As long as it happens to somebody else, I don't give a shit.
Well, they were let go or whatever. Also, they couldn't work. Well, you know what I like to do with clean ketchup?
Here we go.
The hush puppies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put whatever sauce on it. You take
I know where we're going.
Pop it in your mouth. You take a bite. Re-dip it.
Oh yeah.
And you roll it in the crunchies.
In the crunchy crispies.
Crunchy, crispy heaven all in your mouth.
Fucking visionary, it's, Mike. You're fucking so visionary. Good, I'm doing it tonight.
Oh, dude. I even take the fried clams, roll those in it.
Oh.
It's good. It's good stuff. Yeah, I know.
I just jizzed. Yeah. Okay.
You just jizzed out of two holes. And we don't even know which other hole it came out of.
Wasn't my mouth.
Yeah, well, we're doing a little longer episode. We're gonna wrap it up here. That's why we're doing such a short crime story. Also, if you didn't understand what's going on at some of those parts during this episode or the last couple, those are videos. Okay, those are videos. Click on whatever you're on. If you're on YouTube or Spotify, we got video on both. Sorry, I have burps that keep trying to invade me from talking. But yeah, those are videos. If you don't know what it is, go to our page, any of the social media. You can find these videos or shorter edited versions of them at the Open Mic Podcast, MIKE. Of course, if you're here, you know. Go to my page at Mikey B the Comic. Like I said, got some stuff happening, working on getting my special put together. Materials written, still writing, practicing, whatever. But I'm locking down a venue and a date right now. But it should be out hopefully by the end of summer or sooner. Honorable Scumbag. And if you're a fan and you're in the area, come to the taping. I can't announce where it's at yet because I'm still locking the venue down, but I think it's going to be a dope spot with a dope time and a dope crew. I'm going to put a lot into this, so come do it. But follow my page to see the dates. I just booked a bunch of stuff. Going back to Oklahoma, going to Austin. I'm going all over. I'm going to be in Cleburne this weekend. Whatever.
Okay.
at Mikey B the Comic. Check that out. And that's it.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I do.
What?
Mwah, motherfucker.
You're gay. All right. Bye. Peace, honkies. You're